come to order. And let's, hello, and we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Evelyn is not here today, so I'll go ahead and do the roll call for the group. Susan?
Here.
Judy?
Here.
Inez?
Here.
Munzel is not here. Evelyn is not here. Christy? Not here. Mark Powers?
Here.
And then we have Heidi Kinniston Lee. Mm-hmm. And then Becky is here, and then we also have Adam Chow and Keith Haas. Perfect. All right.
Okay. Any special items or announcements?
One thing that I will announce is that in the next couple of months, in about a little over 2 months from now, and we have Anna Fehrenbach here too. In a couple months from now, we're going to have some work being done here at the Senior Center. They're going to be replaced, public services as part of our CIP, our capital improvement projects. We're going to be replacing the lights in the lobby as well as the lights in the Vista Grande room. And so there's going to be, it's going to be a Tuesday through Friday that we're planning for. That Tuesday is going to be, the lobby is going to be shut down. So that means that our front doors are going to be closed and inaccessible, as well as the rotunda and the entire lobby area. And so we'll be working closely with our operations division just to make sure they, to make sure we have adequate signage so that our primary entrance is now going to be here at the South Breezeway, so we can have people walk around the back of the building. That also means that the restrooms right here will not be accessible. So the restroom, the primary restrooms for that on Tuesday is going to be at the south end of the building. We'll be rearranging classes to make sure that the Vista Grande room is open for that Wednesday through Friday. Our lunch service will not be affected. We are working with the county already. They have already agreed that for those days, they will be able to provide us with boxed lunches. And we're going to turn this room that we're in into our lunch room. We're going to take these 6-foot rectangles, put them end to end, so then we can still have the congregate lunch here. But also, since it's boxed lunch, we have the lounge right outside of this room that people will be able to use to eat their lunch. And then hopefully with it being in mid-May, the weather will be nice, and we can also use that as an opportunity to do a picnic out in the park or different things like that. So there will be lots of coordination between multiple divisions to make sure that we have everything properly signed for everyone, and just proper notification. Information will be included in our upcoming newsletter as well. That will be coming out in the next few weeks, just to make sure everyone is aware of
the
construction. That'll be May. Yeah, the dates, I want to say it's May 15th through 18th. It's a Tuesday through Friday. We made sure to do it that way, and the lobby on that Tuesday, because Foundation has their bingo on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And since this is such a big fundraiser for them throughout the year, and as we all know, the money that they raise comes back here to help support services at the Senior Center, we wanted to make sure that we did not interfere with their efforts also. So that's the one announcement that I had.
Okay. Anybody else have any special announcements? Okay. Item 5, public comment or written communication. Any items?
I do have one suggestion box entry.
Okay.
And that is, this person has put, the bocce courts are in need of attention, needs new wood frames, new shell, and evening out. So they are continuing to play on the bocce courts right now. But generally during this time of year, the maintenance on it isn't as regular as it is the rest of the year, because we're supposed to be having rain.
Mm-hmm.
And the rain affects the courts.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually in the late or the early spring, public services will come out and do a big push to get the courts back up into ready for play. But I will I'll go look at it, and then I'll also put a note into our maintenance request for our CRM system to have public services take a look at the maintenance of
all they really have to do. I think, and this may just be a band-aid, just rake the court.
They usually do that. I haven't seen Gil out there recently, but I haven't been hanging out at the bocce courts. But yeah, I'll take a peek. Have you been out there recently and looked at them? Okay.
Yeah,
I'll take a look at it too, especially with the new wood frames, if that's really something that needs to be done, because that's a little bit more involved. And so it would be a coordination to make sure that we don't interfere with programs and stuff like that. Or if we're going to interfere with programs, then we properly notice the public.
Okay.
Perfect. Thanks, Mark.
Okay. Approval of minutes. Did everybody get a chance to look at the minutes yet?
Yep.
So if you're ready for it, we'll need a motion and a second.
Anybody?
I move that we approve the meeting minutes from last month.
Okay, it's been Mark seconds. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor of approving the minutes? Okay. Thank you. Approved. Okay, then committee business. Senior Technology Days, Adam.
Well, good morning. Thank
good
you
morning.
For having us this morning. I'm Adam Chow. I am the supervisor who oversees the teen programs. We also have Keith Haas with us as well. He's the manager who oversees the teen programs, and among them, a number of other things as well. So we're here today to be able to talk about the technology days that the Teen Council does here. And we'll try and get some feedback and some information from you regarding that program, and see how we'll be able to change the program, modify the program, see what we need to do, and get some feedback to try and determine what we want to do with that and moving forward in the future. So we've been doing the Senior Technology Days here since 2008. So I was involved in that many, many years ago when we first got this started. I was overseeing the Teen Council at that time. And really what we try and do is be able to help out the seniors around here to be able to figure out what devices, try to be able to help them with their devices, email, a number of different things. And at the time it was a great partnership. It was a new program, something that hadn't been done in a number of other areas. It's been replicated now. But really just trying to get that intergenerational piece together where the seniors be able to talk to teens and teens be able to talk to seniors, be able to help them out and be able to create those kind of partnerships, which worked out really well. And I think it's worked out really well over the last 10 years that we've had this program. But more recently, we've seen a decline in the number of seniors who've been participating in the program. We were usually between 6 and 8 people participating. We're down to 3 to 5 people participating at this point. I know there's other services and definitely lots of other resources out there as well. So what we were trying to do is be able to find out whether it is the interest or the times, or is it just the publicity and information regarding the programs. I know you are all here on a regular basis and hear about the programs through Encore and a number of other different ways. But wanted to try and get, I know it's 3 different questions at the same time, but first and foremost, I'd love to hear your feedback regarding the program, whether you think it's worthwhile, whether you think you participated in the past, those sorts of things.
I think it's a great program. And I was reading the minutes this morning, and the first thing that came to my mind was over the past 10 years that you've been doing this, I think they've created devices that makes it very simple for seniors. Mm-hmm. You know, so they don't have to look at an Android or a Samsung or an iPhone as being the only device out there. And at that particular time, it was very difficult to maneuver through all the programs. Now you have Great Call, and you have these devices that are made specifically for seniors that have streamlined the applications to apply only to them. And I think they can grasp that. But I do think that what you're doing is valuable. I think we perhaps need to advertise it more in the center. I think I read where you said we are down to 3 to 5 this year. How many have you done this year?
We've done two days so far this year.
Really?
Yeah.
And our next one is April 6th.
Well, maybe we don't need as many. I mean, maybe we need to spread it out a little bit more, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, I mean, I'm just.
I have my own thoughts, I'll share momentarily.
And I think that was it. That was, you know, my first few thoughts. One, the devices are simplified, and two, maybe not have as many days. This is Becky.
No, go ahead, Ines.
No, and I'm sorry.
For me, from the people that I've heard, they've wanted to get the help, but the one lady had signed up, and when she arrived, there was some problem with whoever was going to be here, couldn't be here, and so she was like so disappointed because she said she was all set to get all these questions about what to do. So she hasn't signed up again, and the last time I saw her. And for myself, I'm not a technology wizard, and all of these seem complicated to me. And so my phone is ancient. I have everybody laughs at me. I don't have a smartphone at all, and I don't even always have it with me. And so my grandkids they know, don't text me, that, you know, forget that. And they call me, which is great. I prefer talking than doing texting anyway. And so I can do like, meet you at boom, and that's it. That's the extent of my texting. Or okay, and I feel great about it, they feel great about it, and that's okay. But there are other seniors who I've met who they would love to do that. And they have bought like smartphones and whatever, and they have a terrible time with them, you know. And they're sitting there forever trying to figure out what to do, and I think, for me, it's not worth it to go through all that. You know, it's like, I don't really need it. You know, I prefer to talk. I do not like texting. And so I do enough work on the computer, you know, word processing typing that I'm not into that. But there are a lot of other seniors who are, and from what I've heard, they do like it. And for some of them, I think it was the times that it was offered was not convenient to them. And then the one lady who signed up and it got canceled, and so she was very disappointed.
Ines, did they say, the folks that you spoke with, did they say what time would be convenient if the 9:30 to 11:30 is not convenient?
The one lady preferred the afternoon because then her husband could come with her.
Okay, so maybe if we were to continue with this, we have a couple morning, a couple afternoon, so then we're reaching everyone?
For those people.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't participated. I was teaching my 70-year-old cousin yesterday how to do a calendar, so I think I'm okay. do they have particular themes, Adam, for the day? Like, you know, bring your smartphone today?
They actually don't. So it's a wide variety of things. So you can bring your digital camera, you can bring your phone, you know, and they can help you with email, anything.
Right.
So the nice thing is that the teens are well-versed on a lot of these things.
Yeah.
There's a group of them as well. So. Okay. Usually it's not just one or two.
I'm just wondering if you had a couple of themes to it, you know, possibly. So this is smartphone day, right?
Yeah.
Or this is your iPad day, or this is your,
or maybe
you know,
texting.
I mean, it could be a couple of things together. Maybe it's your smartphone and your iPad if you have one or something like that.
That was going to be one of my suggestions too, Judy.
On that, so it's not so general, and then maybe a camera day and a computer day or something.
Yeah, that's what we've been seeing here, Adam, is that we've had a couple of people, one of our computer docents, he is well versed in iPhone. And so, and we actually had Apple come out and they did a series.
Okay.
And so we hear too that the tech tutoring days are too sporadic. And so if we had like a, maybe even like while they have like spring break, for example, if it was like 2 days and it was like, you know, iPhone, you know, part one, iPhone part two, or something like that, just so that then they feel like there's some continuity in a shorter amount of time. Mm-hmm. But then also I don't want us to get away from the opportunity for the seniors to come in and they're the ones driving the session. So if they have questions about just this one specific thing, then they could come in and this is their opportunity to talk about it. Or like Judy was saying, we have these themes. A lot of folks are asking about Apple products, laptops and desktops. So we tell them if they can get it in here, we can help them. And then Windows 10. And so I think that if we could really call out some of those specific things, I think that would help pull more and more people in.
Another theme might be using your smartphone as a camera. Right. So because Apple does that, they do the photography session, you know, hour session or something at the Apple Store. And so since so many people are carrying their phones around and want to use it, you know, to record things or take pictures of things, that might be another.
Yeah, because I think we could come up with some priorities of like, am working with, like, for example, like PD or fire on like safety. That could be another one, since safety of seniors and all that, watching out for the scams and like the robocalls and different stuff like that, how to use your phone in an emergency, doing something like that. I think that could be one of like our themed days of, hey, this is what we're gonna talk about. We could even have somebody from PD come out and team up with teen council and seniors. And so it's like, you know, it's a three-pronged approach.
Yeah, that whole cyber safety thing is awesome.
Computer scams and phishing and that sort of stuff would be great to address.
How many times have we received the email from a bank saying, you know, there's a problem with your account? But see, I would venture to guess a lot of seniors don't know to check the email to see it's from somebody at .edu, right? So that cyber safety thing would be awesome. It's a great idea.
Something like that, and just all of the, you know, all of the entities together.
And are you able to hook in? Like, do you hold it in this room?
It depends on the day. Yeah. It's usually in 114.
Okay.
But if we could strategize on the day and the time, we can make this room available.
Well, the reason I ask is because you remember I couldn't get my iPad to pull up here to do the agenda off the iPad.
And they have karaoke hooks into the Wi-Fi every Wednesday for. So I don't know. Let's look at your iPad together and see if we can get it figured out.
Yeah, because you said we weren't able to hook up to Wi-Fi from here.
We were also having problems with Wi-Fi around that time because Phil had just changed out the router and put in another extender. Okay. So that may have been it, but let's look at it together because that's a very valid point.
Yeah, this was my problem at all because every time when I come in from the tech day, I brought in my laptop and I cannot get connect to the Wi-Fi.
Okay. Ah. How long ago was that, Susan?
Most of the time.
No, but when was the most recent time that you brought it in trying to do that?
The last tech day.
December.
So. Okay, there's a new router since then.
Oh, okay.
We should try that again.
Okay, so that's the problem, so I cannot solve my problem, so I have to use the Senior Center computer.
Okay.
But the problem is on my laptop.
So. Right, yeah. Okay.
Well, hopefully that problem is solved with the updated router.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and certainly about the caution about using Wi-Fi in public places is another good thing. Yeah. Becky, with your safety thing.
That's definitely a big thing these days. So, yeah. You know, talk to Becky and we've talked to Z and see what we might be able to do. Sounds good. I mean, that is great feedback for us already. I think that's, you guys have already given me a few things that we could take a look at in regards to themes and increasing some advertising. The number of people that we've had has decreased. So we're looking at trying to figure out also the number of students that we bring in every time right now. I think we bring in, I want to say we bring in 4 to 5. That sounds about right.
That sounds right.
4 to 5 students. So, and usually the sessions usually last, I mean, we try and make about 15 minutes. I know that usually that is probably too short of a time. So we may look at some of the times making like 30-minute sessions and we'll try and get some of those answers. And having enough teens for us to be able to have available to make sure we'll be able to answer the questions, have enough time, devote the time, be able to make sure that those resolutions are kind of correct as well and the solutions are thought out. Because one other thing that I also thought about as well is that we can have also handouts on different resources for additional things. Because there are a lot of resources out there. The Apple Store does a ton of classes, and that's where my dad goes to get his learn about his Apple Watch and all those sorts of things. So while the tech days that we do here, I think are a great supplemental for people who are here, makes it easy. I think it's great also for other resources to be available on a more regular basis as well. So that's something we'll probably take a look at as well. That the teens can probably put together to be able to hand out the tech days or make sure that they're available here at the Senior Center.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said about the handout, because some of the help thing says hook into your computer and da da da. The problem is if you cannot get into the computer, you can't get to the problem because you can't see it.
Yep.
So if you have the handwritten one, then you can follow the steps that way. I know when I've had to call the technicians, I have an Apple. And so they say, well, do this. And I said, that's the problem. I can't get in. It's like I'm out. And so that's why I'm calling. And so they go, oh. I said, yeah. That's why I need the help. So anyway, and so that's very valuable to have. You know, because they used to give the little booklet, whatever, step one, step two.
Oh, right.
But they've done away with it.
Yeah, no more booklets.
It's all online.
It's all online.
You gotta be online, you gotta make sure you
can't get online, then you've got a problem. Yeah. Well, that's like with the new appliances, that's the same thing. You don't get the schematic with where you can go and plug this or whatever, it's get online and you go, the computer's over there, the refrigerator's over there, you can't da-da-da-da-da-da, back and forth, you know, so it's like, yeah. I'm the old paper person, I really like those. But anyway, I think that's great that you're doing that, so.
And when is the next day?
April 6th.
April 6th, yeah.
9:30 to 11:30.
That's during the, there's spring break week.
Yes, the so. Friday of spring break.
The days we've been traditionally doing have been their non-school days, so they have some random days where there's teacher work days, and so that's usually the Fridays or Mondays that you'll see them come in, and they'll do it in the mornings. Generally, we've been trying to target the mornings because that we know there's more people here at the senior center.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But afternoons obviously can be a good option for them as well, and we can be able to try a couple of those days. Mm-hmm. Coming up, you know, probably as we move into next year.
Do they get special credit for this? For coming?
They do volunteer hours. So the teen council is required to do 10 volunteer hours per month. Oh. And so this is part of the volunteering that they do. So, and they enjoy doing it as well.
Yeah, and that's part of like National Honor Society too.
Yeah, CSF, all those different groups that they volunteer with as well. It's also part of that.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Thank you. Appreciate your feedback.
Cool.
Look forward to bringing back some great things for you.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Community connection recap, Judy.
All right, Judy, you got that one since Christy's not here.
Yeah, Susan and I did it.
And Susan was there.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
As I said to you when I was here, I got cornered by one particular person.
Yes.
I got her life story.
Okay.
Expanded. So I really didn't get much input about the center. One person I spoke with, then you had me talk to Larry, right? And he was happy as Larry. I think he was fine with everything. So it wasn't as interactive as it was the previous month, because I got kind of cornered.
Okay.
It's all right. So Susan, I don't know if you got more.
Well, not really. They are all the same. People come in every day on Monday and Friday, so they don't really have some new idea, but there's three new Asia senior come in, and they look at the center, they really like it, they want more program, they want to, hopefully they can get in to participate all those programs.
What programs do they want if they say they wanted new ones?
They want to see the Chinese movie.
Okay.
I don't know if that can make it or not.
Would you? Okay, I think we could do that. I mean, I am certainly not opposed to doing, you know, a foreign film like that, and you know, we could also have subtitles on there so that everybody could.
Yeah. So
I'll just have to make sure that I have the rights to it. Would you be willing to help me look at some of those movies?
Yeah, okay. Can do that. You know, and then they would like to see they can have what they call Chinese Day or Heritage Day. So I don't know.
You do the Chinese New Year, right?
Yep.
There is a whole bunch of Asia senior at the Wintermere. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can bring them in here, like show the Chinese movie and do some Tai Chi and all those things. So I said, what the van can only take about 10?
16.
16. So if they have more than 16, how are we going to do it, that kind of thing? I was thinking to talk to you.
We can figure it out.
Yeah, that kind of thing, to bring them in here so that they can spend a whole day in here so that they know our senior center, how it look, that kind of thing.
Okay. Do you have connections with that group up in Windermere?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Which group is that?
There's the three persons in the corner.
Where in Windermere is it?
Is it throughout the entire neighborhood and it's just?
He just talking about the whole Windermere.
Okay.
I think as a whole, just the community. Okay.
You may want to include a Bollywood.
I was just going to go there because I'm thinking about my neighbors in Windermere.
Yeah, it's a very large Indian community.
to the Indian population, so that'd be kind of fun to do that. And there's certainly some that come here.
Okay.
So I'm, okay.
And I'll be dancing in the hallways.
Hey, we'll take it.
So,
and anything else from Community Connection?
No, not this time.
Okay.
So and the next one is March. And I'm doing that one with you, right?
Is it?
That's March 19th.
I think it was Christy.
It's Christy again.
Oh, yeah. So it's Christy and myself?
Yes.
Okay. March 19th.
It's March 19th at 11, I believe it is.
Yeah, I
had, for that one, I had asked for senior housing information to come out.
Okay.
But that's Cindy Yee. She's a senior mm-hmm. planner who is also the staff person responsible for the Housing Advisory Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she would prefer to come out in April instead of March because she will have more information in April than she would in March.
Okay, great. So. Okay.
Did we talk about doing them on other days of the week also?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just Monday?
Yeah, and that actually rolls us right into the next item if we're ready to talk about it.
Yeah, we are.
Is that good for you?
Yeah.
Okay. And so we need to come up with the dates for the next 3 months of Community Connection, which is April, May, and June.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Judy, you led right into it, so that was a perfect segue.
You can pay me later.
Okay, I got you. I'll give you some pastries.
Okay, thank you.
Right out here.
That's what I don't need.
Or some coffee. So we need to come up with the dates and times for April, May, and June, so that we can put those in the newsletter. I also have those on our website. You know, we've talked about our new website. I have the Community Connection days on there. We have done mornings. We did. In February we did Monday. In March we did Mondays. January was. Was that a Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 17th at 10 o'clock.
Okay. So.
Sorry, I forgot.
What are you all thinking for April, May, and June? Because we'll need to, as when we come up with these dates, we'll have to have a motion to accept these dates. And so, as we're discussing, just FYI.
So for April, was there a day that your speaker was?
I asked her if there was any preferred, and she did not respond to that. And she had just said, yeah, April sounds great. Let's do that. The first week of April is the spring break for the school district, so I would probably steer clear of that.
Yes.
I unfortunately did not bring my phone in here, so I don't have the dates in front of me.
Wow.
So then there's the week of the 9th, second week. The week of the 16th.
Okay.
So
over
the week of the 16th,
we're
doing it March 19th.
Volunteer dinner's the 19th. Oh, wait. That was
really
right.
4 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, do the week of the 16th.
Week of the 16th. Okay, I would request not the 19th because we have our volunteer dinner here that evening that you all will be invited to.
What's the date on that?
The volunteer dinner?
Yeah.
The 19th. April 19th. April 19th.
What time?
6 p.m.
So it's not lunch this year?
It's not. We rotate. And so this year, we have the dinner this year. Next year, we'll be back to the lunch.
And it will be here.
Yes. And so that's the only date that I would request not to have it is the 19th, just because it's already
going
to be.
Yeah, and we were going to try then a Tuesday or a Thursday this next round, wasn't it? Because
mm-hmm.
we had talked about rotating days and times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so we have Tuesday, Thursday, and Fridays that we haven't done yet.
Right.
And so if we wanted to, we could do one of each of those. We're scheduling 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be April 17th, which is tax day.
it's like...
So that's a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then would you say Tuesday, Thursday?
Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday?
So Thursday would be May 17th. Friday would be June 15th. Do you know if there are other activities or anything?
And in June, is that when we have the barbecue?
Or is it
May?
the barbecue is either, I think it's July, June or July. I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Okay, so
April. And the barbecue will be on a Thursday, so that should be fine. Okay.
So April 17th.
That's a Tuesday.
Yeah. And May 17th is a Thursday.
And then so April 17th, and
June,
do we want that for an afternoon?
So for April 17th on a Tuesday, we have bingo on Tuesdays from 1 to 3.
Oh.
And that's when one of your speakers, April, you said.
Mm-hmm. So we probably don't want to do that.
No, because
bingo is...
People would be very upset.
I mean, in the morning, then. Could you do it in the morning?
17th morning.
When is Tech Day in April?
April
6th. Friday.
So we did the morning of the 17th of April for the speaker?
If it's earlier in the morning, so that we can use this room, because we have bridge that comes in at 11. So we would have to do it if we're having the speaker come in.
Do you know who your speaker is for that?
Jen? It's going to be Cindy.
Cindy.
Oh, that's right. You just talked about Cindy. Mm-hmm. The only reason I was thinking about it is you could possibly combine your community connection speaker with the teen council and do the
that's
cyber
what
safety.
I would. Oh, we could do the safety.
You know, and have somebody come in and talk about cyber safety and say, we have teens here to help you look through, you know, your phone and look at emails or whatever. Just a thought.
I could push, I'm sure I could get Becky Chestnut or her, that group, they're the community outreach.
They usually have, I had a thing with a Girl Scout troop, they have a dedicated detective that deals with cyber safety. I don't know who it is right now, it's changed over mm-hmm. the years, but mm-hmm. his job is to say, we have internet crime in our community, mm-hmm. and he's pretty, I mean.
Yeah, we've had one of them come out before.
Come out, yeah.
Okay. Do you guys like that idea of trying to
combine Tech Day and community
connection and get somebody from PD?
Have it at the same time.
Because it's 2 hours for...
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, it's 2 hours for the tech tutoring. April 6th, that's a Friday.
So
this room is available. So we can come into here, have people talk, you know, with the cybersecurity, okay. and PD would not take 2 hours. And so it would be that hybrid of the security piece, but then also give people an opportunity to ask questions to the teen council.
Well, and ahead of time, what you might do is have the teens say to them, you know, what are you presenting and what
right.
could we specifically help? Like, what would be a good focus for us to help them with? Mm-hmm. Like, say, okay, here's what the teens, they're here to help you with whatever tech needs you have. But if you're not sure what a fraudulent email looks like, and then there might need to be a little bit of vetting on the front end, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just viewing.
Or the fraudulent.
No, I think that's good. And I think that should be a part of the agenda that they bring over here, regardless of mm-hmm. what the theme is.
Yeah.
I think cybersecurity is huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are fearful to go on and use their devices because they think, oh, no, I'm not doing my banking, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, because they're afraid someone's going to...
They're just getting so sophisticated, too,
uh-huh.
you know,
they
with
are.
the logos and the look and feel. Like,
oh, yeah.
My mom, fortunately, my husband is a computer guy. But my mom constantly is calling saying, have Jeff call me. I have this weird email. I don't know if it's right.
Yeah.
So I think, and she's got a resource, but some seniors don't have that kind of resource.
Absolutely.
And the phone calls too.
Yeah.
This is the IRS, you know.
Yeah.
I must get.
IRS is never going to call you.
One a week. At least one a week.
This is the chair. This is the person in charge of IRS. I'm calling you.
No.
Yeah. No. I didn't have anything better to do.
And the one that's funny is, and it's a giveaway to me, is, and if you don't respond to this phone call, I'm turning this over to the
mm-hmm.
cops. The cops. And I go,
exactly.
Click.
I just don't answer. Okay, so we'll try to team up cybersecurity on April 6th.
Okay.
Does that sound?
With community connection.
With community connection.
Okay,
and so we'll put it for 10 to 12 or?
Community connection is usually an hour, mm-hmm. and so tech tutoring is 9:30 to 11:30.
That's 2 hours.
So we could do, we're going to want to do the connection with PD at the beginning of tech tutoring,
mm-hmm.
so then we can pull in the teens to So we're going to need to look at 9:30. Does that work?
Yeah, it would work for
9:30 to 10:30.
Mm-hmm. So, and that would be at the same time.
Because that's going to be your day.
Right, right.
Does that work for
it
you?
It works for me. And I'll be with Christy, so I don't know what will work for her.
Well, Christy, this will be Christy's second, so we don't have a partner with you in April yet.
Okay.
No, it's Christy first, because the last time I took her
she
spot.
Took her spot.
Oh, that's right. You're right. You're right. Sorry. Yes,
next
ma'am.
Door. I see Eric on there. I see Adam on there. Are we putting senior stuff on there? I don't think I've seen a lot of senior stuff out there.
There has been some stuff.
Mm-hmm. This would be a really good, the whole community connection thing. Let's get it on Nextdoor, but position it. Do you know a senior who could use some, you know, guidance on this, however Becky wants to word it? I think Nextdoor is perfect for something like this.
Yeah. I think it is too.
You know?
That
was
a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so April 6th is going to be Inez.
9:30 to 10:30.
And hopefully Christy. The city is, yes.
Because Facebook has events also that you can stick on there. It might pop up all the time.
Yeah, it'll be this. We'll do that too.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so I don't know if I'm trying. I think Christy is not available on Friday mornings. Just some.
I want to say she's only available on. Like Mondays.
Yeah. So it's my thing, yeah.
Is there anybody who wants to do April with?
You can do April? Okay.
Susan, Fridays, we probably do need you.
Okay, Susan.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, so we'll do Friday, April 6th.
And then May would then be Tuesday or Thursday. And we had checked 17th of May.
17th is a Thursday.
So that should work. And do try
second.
An afternoon on that one.
Okay.
Mark?
I'll do it.
Okay, so that'll
so
be
So you'll more. Be with me, because that'll be my second.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Well, that'll technically be your third, because you're doing March and April, right?
Oh, that's right. So it'll be Susan.
But that'll be Susan's third because she went with Judy because
that's
Christy wasn't available.
Well, that'll work fine.
Well, in May we can. How about if we pencil in Monzel?
Well, I was just going to say.
Or Ethelyn. Let's do Ethelyn because Monzel's up for reappointment.
I mean, isn't that you know the way we're all supposed to do our time and do this? And I think you know before people start signing up for their second field and. Third time, I think, you know, we need to get everybody involved, and this is part of the activity of being on the committee, and they need to participate just like everybody else.
Okay.
That's my take.
Okay.
I think that's only fair.
What time on the 17th,
then? What time will that be in?
On a Thursday, Thursday would be good right after lunch because our van doesn't go home until 2:30 because of chorus, so we could look at like 1 to 2.
Yeah.
Does that work,
Mark? Does that work for your schedule on a Thursday?
Well, I'll make it work. One to two? Okay.
1 to 2.
And that's with Ethelyn?
Ethelyn and Mark.
And then June 15th is a Friday.
And we already have a Friday, so we need to go to a Tuesday.
Tuesday,
okay. So that would be the 12th.
Does June 12th work for people, or we can always push to the 19th or the 26th?
So that would be Ethelyn and somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone
else? Did I miss you guys picking May? Sorry.
May 17th, 1 to 2 p.m.
So, well, Ethelyn and Monzel.
June 12th, Monzel and Ethelyn.
Mm-hmm. June 12th, what?
Well, it was just, you know, again, I'm... you know, just off the top of my head. In all fairness to Monzel and to Ethelyn, maybe we should have someone, maybe pair them up with someone that's already done it. You know, the two of them come in here and they're not sure.
Well, Ethelyn will have done
it
with you.
Well,
there you go.
In May.
And then,
you're just ahead of your time.
You're
a forward thinker.
We,
I like it.
We started saying that we would pair up. And then the next one, one from the previous,
okay.
So that
I'm sorry.
They go with that song.
And so June 5th, 12th, 19th, 26th.
So we said the 12th.
Does the 12th work? Well, they're not here.
Neither Ethel nor Maza. So it's like, and here's your schedule.
I penciled in a check with
you know,
them.
Yeah. You know that old.
And with that too, we have our meeting the Monday,
yeah.
seven,
right.
8 days before that.
Right.
So we can remind and all. And, you know, we're really, what we're doing here today is that we are choosing the dates and the times. If the people need to change because of illness or schedule conflict or whatever it is, we'll work that out with the committee. We just need to confirm. We need to make
dates.
The motion for the dates and the times.
Yeah, because you posted in the newsletter too.
It's a Tuesday.
Right. On a Tuesday, we're going to need to, let's
morning.
See.
Because isn't that the when they have the, no.
Well, a thought could be that bingo is 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. They have a break at 2. If you wanted to try to catch people when they're coming out on their 15-ish minute break. Because then that, you know, like Judy was saying how she got cornered by one person, which is great. You made a really wonderful connection with her.
Yeah.
But it will really allow you, it puts that time limit on it. So, okay, I know you're going back into bingo, but hey. And it's also a good opportunity to, you could, some one of the people could go into bingo, or I or Jessica could go and say, hey, we have members of our senior advisory committee here today. They're going to be sitting out, you know, here. We'll catch them when they come out. We'll be in the Vista Grande room. We need to talk about the 17th, sorry. We can't do the 17th.
Can I throw out a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. June 5th is Election Day. I wonder if you guys could get some of your electeds out here and have a meet and greet for your community connection. Like Catherine Baker, Candace Anderson, the mayor. Just like, come meet your representatives. It's like specifically targeting the senior community and giving them access. And it's, now Election Day might be challenging.
You can't have the people who are up for election at the
yeah,
site
and I wasn't
day.
Thinking about, yeah. So
you can't do that.
Darn. But someday do that when everything's settled down and they're already elected. I think that would
could,
be really good.
Well, the 12th,
yeah.
they'd be elected.
Yeah, the timing is a little
it would have been elected
yeah. challenging.
Yeah.
Could you see the realization as I was talking?
Yeah, and as you
yeah.
were talking, I was like, no.
No, I know. But I do see it happening. I think that would be neat once there's nothing at stake. Yeah.
So maybe the 12th, then you could have a representative.
Meet right. your new people or something.
New people.
It might be soon, but at some
point. Well, we wouldn't know until the 5th who or the 6th who was elected, and then 5 days later, 6 days later, we're saying, hey, come out. Probably would have to.
Although it's timely, I do like the fact that it's timely and it builds momentum and excitement because it just happened.
Yeah.
So you could make it happen.
And then you
yeah.
said the 17th okay. is out.
Yeah. So June 12th, what do you guys think about doing it at? We can figure out the theme for that day, but for the date, what do you think about doing it? Do you want to do it part of bingo or do you want to do it before bingo?
That's a good idea, 'cause
yeah, yeah.
a captive audience.
So 1 to 3. Yeah.
Well,
so
we can, we would just be a, so I would do like, I would probably do 1:30 to 2:30.
Yeah, okay.
Because their break is usually right around 2.
Okay.
And we can't do May 17th because we're having construction.
Oh.
I just talked about that. So we could go a week earlier. We can go May 10th or we can do May 24th.
May 10th.
Mark, that's you.
May 10th.
With Ethelyn. It's still a Thursday, though.
I am really. I can definitely give you a morning. My afternoons are iffy. So if you want to move it to an earlier date in May, if I can do it in the morning, is that an issue? Or are you still kind of?
I mean, that's for the group
I
to discuss.
It'd be okay with me. It's.
Is that all right?
Judy, Susan.
I'm not doing it, so...
Right, just your thought on
oh, okay.
the morning.
So on the 17th, move it to the morning?
Yeah.
No,
we're
can't do the...
The 17th.
I mean, sorry.
Either the 10th or
the
24th.
Sorry, the 10th.
10th.
Okay.
Yeah.
10th of the morning?
10th,
okay.
Okay, so we have
so,
line dancing.
10 to 11, 11 to 12, what works on Thursdays?
10 to 11?
Yeah, I would go 10 to 11.
10 to 11, okay.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, so just to recap... Because remember, we're going to need a motion on this. And make sure everybody has these dates written down. We have April 6th, 9:30 to 10:30. May 10th, 10 to 11. And June 12th, 1:30 to 2:30.
Mm-hmm. So far we have only one afternoon.
One.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. And that's in June.
So far. Mm-hmm. But it's 9:30, 10, and 1:32. And I'm thinking of the times that I come in the afternoons. There are really very few people.
It just depends on the day.
Because mm-hmm. I've been here on Mondays and Wednesdays. And what's the day that they're playing bridge that day?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. There are people here still into the afternoon then. Mm-hmm. But as far as outside.
Yep.
Because there's some class over here.
Brush painting?
Yeah. That some people are coming to that.
Yeah. Okay, so I need somebody to make an emotion for these dates and times, please.
Do I have to specify the dates on
it? Yes, please.
Okay, so I move that the Community Connection recap meetings are April 6th from 9:30 to 10:30, May 10th from 10 to 11, June 12th from 1:30 to 2:30.
Is there a second?
I second.
Mark seconds. Okay. It has been moved and seconded that we have the dates for the Community Connection meetings, April 6th, 9:30 to 10:30, May 10th, 10 to 11, and June 12th, 1:30 to 2:30. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, passed. Perfect. Unanimously.
Thank you. All right.
Now, item 7.4, History of the Alcosta Senior and Community Center.
Perfect. All right, so I just wanted to bring this up. This is one of our goals that the committee decided on this year. And it was actually an idea that Councilmember Hudson had brought up when he was at one of our meetings, and the committee thought it was a great idea to look into this. And so the goal that we have for 2018 is research and develop the history of the Senior Center and create an information board to be displayed at the Alcosta Senior and Community Center. So what we're looking at doing today is we want to discuss and review and then ultimately appoint members to assist with the development of the history of the Senior Center. So much like what we did with the business plan is that we will have a group of the Senior Advisory Committee members, not the entire committee, but just interested members, help with researching the history of it. At the end of it, when the history has been gathered, then the group and I will work together, and then I will take the lead on creating the information board with the ultimate approval, of course, of this committee before we're posting it up in the center. So I think there's multiple ways that we can go about this. We do have a lot of historical documentation just on, you know, because looking all the way back to when it was the White House up on the hill before it was given to the Senior Center or given to the city of San Ramon. We've had three expansions here. Well, we've had two expansions here at the Senior Center. We had our original building, and then they added on basically this room to the end here. And then 10 years ago, they added from the breezeway down. So we can look at all of those pieces. Any historical pictures that we can get. Really, it's just a way for us to kind of have, just educate people, you know, how this came about, because the city originally did not own this property. And so it was just it was almost like a social club. And so I know a little bit just from being told over the years, but I think it would be really interesting. I can see Inez totally just, you know, for lack of a better term, nerding out on this. I'm like, oh my, this is great. Because you and I talk about so much stuff. So that's what we're looking for today, is creating a committee and having that committee start running with it, starting to do some research. I have contacts that I can help the committee with as well. We have our We have our historic collection so that we can go back and look at different things and, like I said, hopefully find some pictures and really do this thing.
Since we're missing three people at this meeting, would it be better to delay it until next meeting?
We can certainly do that if you want. Yeah, we can do that. And so that can be our...
Four of us here.
Yep, that's fine. We can do a motion to, you know, table it and we'll bring it back to...
That's okay.
And send, but send maybe a special note to Monzel, because I think this is right up her alley. Well, she's got a lot of this information already.
Does it have to be people on the senior advisory committee? Can you include other people as part of it?
You certainly could, yeah. I mean, it's the advisory committee is leading the charge.
Sort of oversight, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, if you want to ask people like for help, or like, we have like our the historian who did everything for
Beverly
150.
Lane,
who did 150. I was thinking of her as a resource too.
Yeah, have
the
her
connections.
Come and meet with the committee, mm-hmm. for sure, yeah. And then also, are you going to put an online component in there? Because with the new website and the senior center connection link on there, whatever you guys come up with should definitely be housed on there.
Yeah, and definitely. What's her name? How can I forget her name? The gal who was president of the advisory committee for years.
Shirley.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shirley.
Shirley would be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got a lot of that information already.
Yeah,
okay, so then...
But we can table it. So you want to move that, Judy?
Sorry, I move that we postpone that conversation or that discussion to next month's meeting when everybody's hopefully here.
Okay. Any second on that?
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded that we table the history, forming a committee for the history of the Alcosta Senior Center until next meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So we'll table that till next meeting.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, and staff reports, recreation, you guys, anything to add from what you posted, Becky?
No, ma'am.
Okay, you all read the report. Any questions on it? Okay, then the facility report by James. No questions on that. Okay. Then committee liaison, when Monsell is not here for outreach, Christy's not here for planning. Judy, housing advisory.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said. Housing, okay.
Committee report.
I didn't go to the meeting because they gave about a day notice.
Okay.
Not too sure about that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Housing advisory meeting.
Because they don't meet that often, so.
They meet quarterly, and they canceled the January meeting, and then it popped up in February, but I don't know.
Yeah, they rescheduled the January meeting to February.
Something.
But the day before? She's saying she had one day
notice.
A couple
days before, yeah.
Days.
I think it was the 72 hours they noticed.
Well, no, I mean legal,
It was legal.
To me, it looked like
the
day before.
Yeah, no, I was
just for the record, it did meet the requirements of the Brown Act.
Hello.
It annoyed me that it came up so late.
Yeah, no, because
I'll keep my noise to me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, that's about it.
Thanks, Becky, for the suggestion to download the stuff.
Absolutely.
So it looks like what they mostly talked about was housing law update, and there was this huge, if you want to go to their stuff, there's this huge package of all of the different housing bills.
It's a big thing.
There were 15 housing bills signed by the governor in 2017, and so I just highlighted a couple of bits that might be interesting. One was about a lot more about low-income housing availability, primarily. Mm-hmm. And that's one. And the other thing is about streamlining the housing approval. So the whole thing about streamlining, so that they don't have to go through so much to get housing approval. And where they're really focusing a lot of the energy, it looks like, is around housing near transportation. So you can see all the buildings around BART. You know, so wherever there's transportation is what they're trying to do. They didn't have any specific ones, but they're just trying to streamline it so that they can get approvals faster. No interest loans, streamlining for 5 years is what they were focusing on. And then having what they called uniformly adopted mitigation measures, so it'd be the same for everybody, around water quality, natural resource protection, parking, that kind of stuff. And looking at the density. So they're just trying to make it easier to get the approvals by having the same kind of approval or process, no matter where they're going in the area. So there's one about eliminating public input, which I didn't think was such a great idea. But so let's see, and zoning things, they said, the other thing about the building, the actual builders, was to make sure that they recognize the minimum wage consistently. Mm-hmm. And there's something here about using skilled builders, and I kind of thought they would be using skilled builders anyway, but that's beside the point, I think. But it was generally about paying them equitably. That was really it. It was trying to have more reasonable priced housing or low income housing, streamlining things, and making sure the housing is closer to the priority housing is closer to
public transportation.
Okay, so here's why this is important for you guys to really key in on these big housing measures that are coming up. Is that, for example, the one, and this is just a call to be conscious of it. It's not a commentary in any way, but the one that's looking to, for the state, okay, so we have local control over a lot of things, right? Density and this and that. But a lot of things are imposed by the state. And so, for example, the measure that talks about having more high-density housing near the bus and transit hubs, there's some question as to whether or not that really requires housing for seniors or low-income housing, right? Mm-hmm. And who really benefits from that? Because we do want to get our folks close to transit. So I feel like it's great that you guys have a liaison to housing advisory. I feel this is a really critical year for you as a senior advisory committee to keep your hand on the pulse. Because, you know, this legislation stuff can be tricky. And, you know, you want to have your ear to the ground about, is this really addressing seniors, or is it just going to make some money for developers, or what is the nature? And I haven't read all the legislation thoroughly, but I know enough to know that that would be something, as a senior, I'd want to be staying in tune to.
Yeah, this, one of the bills is called Workforce Housing Opportunity Zone, so it is focused on working people in areas close to jobs and transit. And it has an affordable housing requirement, because hopefully people are working, and development projects must use prevailing wage. And they're going to provide grants and no interest loans.
But like you said, there are a whole bunch of them, huh? A whole bunch of measures. And
21.
Legislation is very complicated, it really is, but important, I think, in our community, especially because we don't have a transit hub per se, right? So our consideration of such legislation might be a little different than, say, Dublin or Pleasanton, where they have, you know, some transit hubs. Just throwing it out there to get us thinking. And
isn't there some sort of a transit hub on Camino Ramon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like halfway down, yeah. There's yeah. some sort of a...
The buses. It's just south of Norris Canyon.
Is it just kind of connection, or is it...
That's a good question. Do you know, Becky?
It's where the Bishop Ranch buses go. So, like, Bishop Ranch runs buses to Bard and Walnut Creek and different places like that, and their buses come to that transit hub.
Would that be considered the only transit in San Ramon? I mean, is that
the hub? It's the only hub.
For the hub.
It's the only hub, yeah.
It's a good question. I think it probably remains to be seen what the definition of that will be and how.
Yeah,
but they did mention buses. They did mention buses in some of the legislation. Mm-hmm. So
what I'll do is that I can, when we're scheduling Cindy for May, I'll have her talk, I'll ask her to talk specifically about that housing law with the high density and near mass transit, and we can ask that about the transit center here in San Ramon, and just so that we can get that in, and if it's going to include any of the senior piece, and
I think
it's a great idea.
There's also a Building Jobs and Homes Act where $200 to $300 million a year for local governments to fund affordable housing development is being allocated. 50% set aside for local plans. Local government, so I mean they're funding it, hopefully, which is good. And there's some, where was it? On the November 18 general election ballot, there's a $4 billion general obligation bond that's coming up, Veterans and Affordable Housing Bond Act, that we're gonna vote on in November. Allocates $3 billion in bond proceeds among programs that assist affordable multifamily developments, housing for farm workers, infrastructure for infill development and home ownership, and $1 billion in bond proceeds to CalVet for home and farm purchase assistance for veterans. Many farm purchases around here. And then ones, a low income for resident, for rental also is part of this?
No, that's good, because Cindy will be able to drill down really fast into the nut of, you know, the nut of it. But just like with planning, and I know Christy's not here, but you know, just recently they considered a senior memory care facility at one of the planning commission meetings. I mean, there are senior specific, it's kind of a hot time to be a senior, involved as a senior. You know, it's always been hot. It's always been really, it's always been chic to be a senior.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Keep working.
Are you buying it?
Or as the kids say, it's sexy to be a senior right now.
It's sexy to be a senior, yeah. Well, Jenna will tell you that she's a senior in high school. She would buy it.
There you go.
But
I just had a birthday next week. You're not selling.
Okay, like, sorry. But
the fashion industry is getting into it too. You know,
okay, so. Yeah. But the point is that, you know, it's good that you guys keep your eyes out because there are specific senior related things happening in our city. Mm-hmm. And so it's neat that you guys are involved and can stay, you know, current and figure out ways that we need to share this information with the broader senior community.
Mm-hmm. There's also mention of rental inclusionary housing, which again, a particular percentage of affordable units, makes modifications to the state's farm worker housing tax credit to increase use for farmers. And in 2018 legislation, there's a housing element production withholding transportation fees. So I guess if they're not building it close to transportation, then they withhold some money. Accessory dwelling units, so accessory.
Yeah, those are a whole interesting topic.
Which is good for us. And transit-rich housing bonus. So I guess the developers get more money if they're, again, close to transit. So that's what I got from there.
Good staff.
Session. So like I said, lots of stuff.
Thanks.
Okay, transportation, Susan.
Okay, they talk about transition. They will form a subcommittee to find a provider to install the transition. And that committee is gonna look at the existing shelter and see which one they're gonna replace, which one they're gonna install a new one. So I asked them, are we gonna get one in the senior center? Lisa said yes.
What is it?
Shelter?
Shelter.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And
so you're talking about bus shelter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, where you have the shelter and you wait for the bus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is what you had brought up
a long time,
a while back, and we worked with Lisa regarding the one down by the firehouse, because that's our closest bus station.
They said, I asked Lisa, is going to have one in the senior center. She said, yes, we're going to have one. So.
So there's a bus going to come here?
But she didn't say the bus.
No, the shelter, no bus.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to.
She can stand there, but nothing's going to show up.
That's right.
She can sit down and rest for a while, and she can come up to this trip.
Well, we can put one of those up, but I mean, people shouldn't think that it's going to be for the bus.
Right. Yeah. You know? Yeah,
is this a if you build it, they will come situation?
Clearly, I need to talk to Lisa.
I've been asked and asked to have the bus stop in here.
Yeah.
No, but they've looked at that, and it's...
Mm-hmm. It's because of where we're located, and we can't get the buses into to do the turnabout and the parking lot and the neighborhoods and all of that, because we're right at the end, since we're on the south end of San Ramon. That's what it is.
But look at you, you're a mover and shaker, Susan. You go, girlfriend.
So that's
she's
so
still working on it.
I'm working on it.
You're making progress.
Thank you. And the next one is 511 Contra Costa Strategic Plan. So I don't know anybody know anything about the I can't even.
You're doing good. No, you're doing good.
But they said they got the consultant AECOM is the consultant of that project. And the plan is going to review the so far all the Contra Costa County 511 program. So they're looking to see how efficiency is it and what kind of, you know, improvement they need. So that's the one they're talking about, the twist. Okay. And then to talk about the bus bike master plan update. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have a community workshop as March the 8th coming Thursday at City Hall. Okay. So hopefully they can get the draft bike master plan to the city council on the April 11th. So hopefully they can get the approval and then that bike master plan project can get into the 5-year CIP program.
They did some surveys on that, didn't they?
They did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Like,
whenever you do a master plan, it is very much, and it takes a long time, you're right, Susan, but it's really important to get community input and feedback from the very infant stages of it, because you don't want to get to this point where you have a draft, or what you think is a pretty good draft, and then the community's like, hold on, we didn't know anything about this. So it's really in public to get that, it's really important to get that public engagement very early on.
Community workshop on the coming Thursday.
And that's another one, is a great place for seniors to give input, because I know a lot of folks are really concerned about the safety piece. Mm-hmm. And if a senior is physically able to ride their bike, I mean, safety is really crucial, right?
Yeah.
And so that's another great place. Mm-hmm. Like walkability, you know, as they talk about, as the city develops and they talk about being able to walk around the community, which we want all of our residents to do, mm-hmm. that's another great place for you guys to say, here's what you need to think about when you're talking about seniors using their bikes and seniors being able to walk in their community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Susan. And the Sea Senior Foundation, it has...
It's next Monday.
Next Monday. And Parks and Rec, Evelyn.
Evelyn says she was not able to attend, but I'm sure Heidi can give us an update in her report.
I might throw a few tidbits.
And City Council, I attended the one meeting before I went on my vacation. And the big item on the agenda for that meeting was the Contra Costa County supervisors came to gather information from the citizens of this community regarding the marijuana law. And we had already said that we weren't going to have any
dispensaries,
et cetera, here
or growing
in San Ramon. And all the speakers forgot about that. They zeroed in on, we can't do this, we're not going to have, and the city council members kept saying, that's correct, we are not, we've already voted. This is input that the county supervisors are requesting, because the communities around us, for instance, Dublin, they're okay with it. And so they want to know, like, would we want a buffer area around our community so that, because they're going to be there in Dublin, and it abuts right here. And so, but there were, how many did I tell you, 30 speakers?
There was a lot. You did have a couple who actually spoke.
For it.
Yeah, spoke in favor of it, but yeah.
Yeah, there were, a total of 30 speakers or something like that.
So they were looking at unincorporated areas, if I understand correctly.
Well, it was... You know, the Windermere groups, they were very concerned that it was going to be there.
Because they're by the unincorporated areas.
Because they're backing up to unincorporated areas, right?
But those areas were not in question anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as county supervisors, you know, but there was talk about, like, you're not going to have it on San Ramon Boulevard and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they did not want to hear that we weren't going to have it here. They wanted to make sure the county supervisors knew that we weren't going to have it here, I guess, and not allow it. But the county supervisor kept saying, we're not. We don't have anything to do with it.
But I did feel like a couple of people shared experiences from other counties, because they have second homes or they have family that live there.
They did.
That was helpful to the supervisor. So it literally was, they're going around to all the cities doing this, just to say, you know, we're exploring this, you know, wherever you fall on the issue. So I think people, it's such a buzzword for them, it's such a hot button, that they didn't really understand where the purview was for this thing. So the city council, bless their heart, they did try to keep reiterating, we've already made decisions in our city, this is for outside of our city, they just want our feedback. But then there was some relevant discussion about the areas, like Ines says, that kind of butt up against our city, so we don't operate in a bubble. And so from that perspective, I'm sure that supervisor appreciated feedback about proximity to things.
Do we know which cities within the county are for it, or in favor of it?
The majority of them are. I think it was just San Ramon and, was it Lafayette? There were like three that aren't, but like, most around us are. And as one of the councilmen pointed out, we voted in San Ramon. What was the vote? 58% or 60%?
Are you talking about just to legalize?
Right.
I thought it was more than. I thought it was more than.
Yeah. I mean, but we in San Ramon actually voted for the measure as well. So he said, you need to realize that the majority of the state, the majority of our community here, the majority of our county did vote for it, to legalize it. And so, and Sub Rosa, he said, and we are losing a lot of tax money. So anyway, but he wasn't for it. And he says, I have small children, et cetera, et cetera. No, I don't want a dispensary across the street from my house or downtown here. But anyway, the community at large is for it. And another one of the two that spoke for it mentioned about he's treating seniors, you know, who are using it, mm-hmm. and it makes it very difficult for them to have to go outside mm-hmm. their immediate area right. to get their prescription filled, right. so to speak. So anyway,
you guys know that if you ever want to see these the meetings, these city council meetings, they're online, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they actually tape them all. So if you want to, and they're organized really well, so if you want to go to a specific agenda item, you don't have to look at the whole meeting. You can click on something, it'll take you right to the marijuana discussion.
I mean to tell them, though, that they need to improve their audio. Because, you know, that the voices really fade out in a lot of.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been perfected yet.
Yeah.
So anyway, but that was the gist of that. And then I did not attend the next one because I was out in Costa Rica. So anyway, library, Christy's not here, and team council, Esalen's not here. And so we can go to representative's report, and you're on, Heidi.
Woohoo! Okay.
Go ahead. I'm going to steal your soapbox.
Okay,
from you.
Here you go.
Hold on.
Should we worry?
I am really for getting the information through this connection that you started. I want to go back about a year and a half ago. And your group, we split the senior advisory committee into two groups for those that were not here. And we put out this great survey. Mm-hmm. And this survey, as a committee, we spent a lot of time doing what we were supposed to do, living up to the goals at that particular time. And now it seems to me that we're just going around again and we're tiptoeing. Going to these, you know, for an hour, we're going to come in and we're going to talk to the folks and see what's bugging them and what they think about the center and how we can make it better. We are sitting on how many responses?
We're not sitting on them.
Well,
we have
sitting.
Them.
How many?
And 1,500. And they're going to be part of the senior business plan, which is set for May.
Yeah. Well, we're sitting on 1,500 responses. That we got in, that we spent a lot of time putting out there, where are the results? And I think all we're doing is just talking. We're going to talk to the people again now. We come back, we discuss it, nothing's being done. I think we're sitting on a huge resource of what the folks want and what they want to see the center to provide. And we need that information, Becky. I don't know why we haven't seen it. It's been over a year.
Well, if you remember, when we right after we completed the survey, I did share the raw results with everyone on this committee. So you do have them from the raw results from about a year ago at this, a little less than a year ago.
They shouldn't be raw. It's too long. Where are the results? I mean, we should.
It's going to be part of the business plan. And when we started the business plan,
right.
we did not anticipate 1,500 responses. Because, for example, the teens they were working on theirs, they got 300 responses. When you get 300 responses, it takes much less time to go through all of those and incorporate that into a very nicely prepared document. When you have 1,500, it takes a lot more time to go through, sift through, make sure that we are considering all of the different responses that we have. I gave the raw results to you so that you could see, okay, this is what people are doing, this is what people are saying. the point of the community connection is to, listen, let me get it here, so that you can host a monthly outreach with new and current users to foster relationship building and share information about different cultures and travels, etc.
Right.
So it's a different...
It's a different focus.
Exactly. It's a different focus. So the community connection is not for you to say, hey, how do you feel about this? Now, that's also an opportunity for them to share that. Mm-hmm. But really, it's for the Senior Advisory Committee to connect with our current and new users to say, hey, this is what we have going on here. What can we do about this? Or, hey, can I help you interact with more people? And remind this group as well that the committee goals that we have, you approved them. Mm. You gave feedback on this. The community connection, if my memory serves me correct, was something that Inez really wanted to do forward.
Susan had talked about it, and it was more getting to meet the people mm-hmm. and find out about their culture. And if we're sitting together like this, and you're telling me about your culture growing up in Boston, right. and Susan is telling me about her culture growing up in San Francisco area, and I'm telling you about, I grew up in Texas, etc. But the folks that are here, many of them were born overseas.
Right. Right.
And they're telling us about how seniors are treated in their communities overseas. So that was more the objective of this, not what do they want in the center as such, but what is your life about? And how does it help to come to the center to enrich your life,
right.
you know, and it was just having come back from Costa Rica and some of the meetings there, when they were talking about biodiversity and this meeting that we're doing, it's all connected about you get to know the people, not necessarily what the center is doing, but what is it that you're doing as a senior or as a member of our community? What's your background? What is it that fosters your growth.
Right.
So it really has nothing to do about the survey where we ask what kind of classes did you want? What classes are you not willing to attend or what days would be better? This is more like getting to know you as a person in our community.
And okay. helping them connect so, into the
right,
center.
Right. So it's a different focus.
So let's separate the two. I still feel as though we did not live up to the goals because we have not raw data we got. But I want to see something that is actually in paper that you can present to the city council, that you can present to
And
the
trust
council.
Me, I'm working on that. I have about 24 pages right
okay.
now.
Okay, I appreciate you doing that, but you know what? You have a committee here mm-hmm. that can help you. We can set aside a date. We can all come in. We can go through the survey and get it done and find out what the issues are at the center. We want to expand it as a community center, and I get that, but until we get feedback and mm-hmm. see the feedback from the folks that come here, I think it's just all lip service.
I
want to
validate.
When's the draft for the business plan? You said May.
It'll be due by May.
In May.
Okay. So a couple things. Number one, completely validate what you're saying because you don't want to feel like you're ever spinning your wheels, right? Mm-hmm. So I totally get where you're coming. I also validate Becky because depending on how your survey is structured and you did leave some open-ended questions, it can be a very lengthy, especially when you've got a lot of stuff going on, very lengthy process, thoughtfully gleaning the data out and organizing it in a useful fashion. So my question, much like your question, is so this is gonna go toward the senior strategic plan, correct?
Yeah, it's okay. The senior business plan.
The business plan, I knew yeah. I was using the wrong word.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there a point at which you bring your analysis of the data to this group?
This group will be the first ones to see the draft of the business
plan. The draft of the business plan. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna incorporate all that data into
oh, yeah.
the business plan,
yep.
and so then they will have input into that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's yep. when you get to see the trends, the input, what people are saying,
yep.
and that's when you guys can actually say, we feel like this is the action we should be taking that will be articulated in the business plan based on the analysis of the data mm-hmm. that Becky's doing, correct?
Yeah.
So you're gonna get there.
Oh yeah, the whole the draft is gonna
yeah.
is coming here first.
But I get your impatience, but it just takes a while, you know.
But it doesn't have to.
Right.
I mean, everybody says that. Well, it takes, and I'm not really attacking.
No, I know.
But everybody says, oh, it takes a long time. We just
yeah.
heard from your report, you know, the business plan for the city, oh, it takes 5 years. Yeah, really. But here we are, we're a committee, we're an advisory committee.
It's over 5 years.
We put the survey out there, where are the results?
Right.
And it's been a year and a half late, and I...
Not quite a year.
Well, I was chairperson at the time, so...
So it sounds like it's coming sooner than later.
All right. And, yes. And just, you know, I've been brought up in that generation where if you're not a part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
I hear you.
I'm here all day tomorrow. Well, not all day. I'm here from 8 to 12 tomorrow. I'm sitting out there. If there's anything I can do to help you get this thing done, get it on, you know, paperize it, get it to the committee, get it to the Parks Commission, and let's...
Trust me, Mark, nobody wants this done more than I do. I promise you that. Nobody wants it done more than I do. It's, you know, I mean, that's, yeah.
Okay, yes. So can we make it an agenda item for May?
It's already on there. It's coming to you guys in May. That's what I was telling Judy. It's coming here in May.
So we'll see it in May.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But can I say, I love that you have passion about it. That is, I never take offense at people raising those issues because it just means you care. It means you have passion. And I love that you are willing to put work behind your perspective. So I've been in a lot of committees, a lot of groups, and I love that you're willing to put in work. So that's I just like to validate that because that's really important.
Well, it should be the focus of the committee. I mean, it was the survey came from the Senior Advisory Committee. We initiated it, we produced it, we spent time going out there and getting the information. And where is it? I mean, it's frustrating.
So we have something fun to look forward to in May. I think we need refreshments that day or something.
We'll do something.
We need a party.
I'll bring refreshments.
Okay.
My turn now?
Sorry, yes.
That's okay. Okay, so Parks and Community Services. A couple of things from the last agenda. We did review an updated conceptual plan for the Rancho Park Community Park, San Ramon Community Park. You know, the one over at Doherty up on the hill with the zip line. And where am I pointing to?
This way. Oh. This way. The Amador Rancho Park.
Apparently I'm directionally
at Doherty
challenged.
Road. Somewhere there.
Doherty the Road. The newest big park over by the Doherty Station Community Center.
Oh, okay.
That big park up on the hill. Okay. Anyway, there's going to be a second phase to it. And we reviewed kind of an update. Yeah, that one. We reviewed an update. And there's some neat things that the plan now includes, like a permanent ping pong table, permanent cornhole game, a couple of shade structures, a walking path around the bioretention area, which is good because I think as we do parks programming in our city, we want to have kind of things where it's not always, you know, kids playing soccer, that it's just making it easy for folks of any physical ability to just walk around a bioretention path, you know, pond. And you guys know probably already that we're already programmed in a couple of lighted basketball courts, which will be cool. Right. So that was always in the plan. Mm-hmm. So just a lot of fun volleyball courts, badminton, bocce will be over there, 8 lit bocce ball courts. So some fun things over at Rancho Santa Monica.
The regulation size too, I believe.
I did not know that.
I believe they are the regulation
size. Yeah, I didn't drill down to that detail, but I just assume. Okay, so that's actually neat because then if you want to have tournaments here, then that's really cool. We had the Arts Advisory Committee annual report presented. We did, one of the things that Parks and Community Services does is we review, as do all the departments, a fee resolution. So how much does it cost to go swimming? You know, how much does it cost to take this class? How much does it cost to be a member of the senior center, do the things? So we each year go through that process of looking at how much are we charging for things. And it's a very interesting process because you want to make it affordable and accessible, and yet you want to be a very fiscally responsible city organization, right? And so it's kind of a balancing act. You know, just like with all of our facilities, because one of my big concerns is we love all our parks, right? We have around 60 parks here in the city. But the older the city gets, the more maintenance costs increase. So we have to keep that in mind. So all these things are part of our job on the Parks and Community Services Commission. And then we're going to start screening our new teens, start screening teens for the next year's teen council, which will be very exciting. I'm trying to think, there was something else I was gonna tell you guys. Okay, we are, I told you, I don't know if I did actually tell you about this. We are looking at new recreation and event booking software in the city. Actually, we've selected it. It's called Civic Rec. So when you go on and you sign up for something through the city, it's a very kludgy, outdated system, and now they've selected a new system that should go live in August, and it will be, it looks like it'll be much better. I wasn't part of the selection process, but it looks like Steve Pearsall, who works for the city, did a great job of evaluating it. So I think that's gonna be a neat thing. The San Ramon Library, you know the library we just renovated, mm-hmm. just received an award from the California Parks and Recreation Society as an outstanding facility. And Carol Lopez Lucy, who I think is here at the Senior Center.
Occasionally.
Sometimes. She's on the Parks Commission. She received a Community Champion Award from them for mm-hmm. her work on the Parks Commission and with many different, the farms and many different things. So lots of good stuff going on. Do you guys have any questions? No? Okay. Questions? Anyone? Anyone?
Okay. Okay. The report on the festival.
On the Art and Wind Festival?
That's coming next month.
I mean, I have to tell you, that's because nice. It is.
Memorial Day weekend, Memorial the Sunday, Day. Monday.
I have to tell you, well, first of all, I love that event. It's like, I mean, it's such a community building, family friendly, just neat event. But there is a tremendous amount of thought that goes into the event. And it's like, it's a good event, right? I mean, it's a great event as it is, mm-hmm. but they constantly are looking at how do we maximize use of the space? How do we, you know, bring in the right folks to give a good experience? And so I think it's an event our community can be really proud of. Mm-hmm. And I hope that our seniors really go to it and enjoy it, because it is really an event that anybody of any age, mm-hmm. any ability, you know, can really enjoy. So
Heidi, a couple years ago, I don't know who ran it, but there was a, you know, emergency preparedness day or something where lots of earthquake people were there and all that kind of
they
stuff.
They have emergency
preparedness. It's the fire protection district.
Every year, right?
Do they have it? Because this is a big...
Yeah, they usually do a community-wide one.
It's
the fire district that does that. I'm not sure. Because the fire district is actually separate from the city.
Okay.
But whenever it is scheduled, we do put that in our activity guide that is mailed out to all residents. So take a peek at the front of the activity guide, like the first maybe like five, like first eight pages, and that's where we have a lot of our events listed. Mm-hmm. So it would be in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of a date, but I'm sure there's something coming up.
Yeah. In a couple of years.
Especially now.
Now with all the stuff that's happened with the fires and everything, I was just wondering.
Yeah, for sure. And I think just like, you know, emergencies where you have to stay in place.
Yeah.
And had you guys ever have drills of shelter in place here at the Senior Center?
We have evacuation drills.
Mm-hmm. Evacuation drills. I think that's going to, I mean, unfortunately, that's part of our reality. It's something we have to be prepared for. My kids are over at Cal. They just had a whole shooting preparedness thing, which is kind of sad that we have to do that, but it's smart that we do it, right? We have to do it. So I think it's a very valid question that we keep being prepared for emergencies. So it's a good question.
Okay, thanks, Heidi. And Anna?
Okay, I was away, but I got my information, you know, via email. Mm-hmm. Okay, they had one of the things that they reported on is HICAP, which is this is a program that provides free confidential counseling and community education for Medicare beneficiaries. Mm-hmm. And this program is going to be cut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Over 3,400 people in Contra Costa County have used this program. And I guess it's the federal government that's cutting. Mm-hmm.
And it's a counseling program?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a program that you can cut if you're... if you're getting ready to go, usually it's the people who are getting ready to start onto Medicare. Mm-hmm. They can come in and talk to a person or two about how to get the benefits and what they need to do, whether it's Part B or whatever it is. And so we do host that twice a month here.
That makes it that much more important what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
So are they going to cut that, Becky? I mean, are they?
This is the first I've heard of it.
Okay, I was at the meeting, so I'm just reading what
I
read.
That's the first I've heard of it. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. Information and Assistance Program has expanded its scope and is now an integrated call center. And I have a telephone number if anybody is interested in it. It's 925-602-4159. It is taking applications for in-home support services and is screening people for adult protective services. The purpose and the resources to those calling in for services, I don't know, I wrote something and I can't read it, right? Anyhow, the purpose is to make people aware of what is available in the county. All support offered by the county and the community-based organizations. Okay, so this is an information assistance program for seniors.
That's not the one that's going to be cut.
No, no, this is not, this is a new.
No, what is the one that's going to be cut?
HICAP.
HICAP.
Okay. What was that phone number again for help for information assistance for the county?
Let me give you this. It's on the bottom of this.
Okay.
Pass that out to her. It's on the bottom.
Yep. Perfect. Thanks, sir.
And the California Senior Legislature Contribution Fund is back on the California Income Tax Form. And it is listed as California Senior Citizens Advocacy, line 110, code 438. That means you can now donate money if you want to the California Senior Legislative Contribution Fund. Okay.
So that must be similar to donating to the presidential fund on your
federal tax. Yes. Yeah. Like I said, I didn't go to the meeting. I was just reading what the notes said. Okay, regional coalition was formed 4 years ago, and this began working with SCAN Foundation Grant. There's a regional coalition that was formed 4 years ago. And SCAN provided the funding for it. The intention was to form a better long-term care system. There are two tracks. The first was 40-member collaboration of advocacy. And the second one is the regional one, which was infused. I did this last night, I can't read my own writing, which was the local community. There were 18 regional coalitions. Over our group, or apparently Contra Costa, our group worked on the senior rally day and created topics for it. And 400 to 60 people attend these rallies each year. And I don't know anything about the senior rally day. Do you know anything?
It was in Sacramento, it was at the state capitol.
Okay.
And they took buses up. It was for legislation that was directly affecting the seniors. And so it was, they
when
took
was
the
that?
Last fall.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be neat to have a San Ramon senior celebration or rally, like a visible thing? I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just thinking out loud, but just to make the presence of seniors known in the community. Becky, I see you over there.
As long as Becky doesn't have to organize
the vibe,
it's a great idea.
The vibe just went right over to you. All right, I'm on record. Hey, I know everything I say is on record. I stand by everything I say. I'm just throwing it out there. In
I'm sure
a positive.
Becky would love it if you organized it.
I know, yeah.
Hey, don't tempt
more,
her.
A few more years and I'll be eligible, sorry.
Well, they have that resource day here at the center.
Of course, yeah.
It's huge. It's
yeah.
Popular,
right? Yeah, but it's up here and it's not out like seniors out and visible.
You know,
sorry,
what?
I digress.
Because you're getting to the early stages of
yeah,
being a
really.
Senior. But the ones who are seniors, they don't
like,
want to be
no.
known as seniors.
Okay.
a lot of them that I meet, you know, they go, I don't want to be called a senior. I'm no. not a senior, etc. Okay.
Right, but we're going to change that, right, Becky?
We'll
Becky's
see.
Becky's going to be on the bleeding edge of that movement.
Because you guys are in the early,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So when you hit 60, you know, you'll say, I'm a senior.
The only time I like it is to get the discounts.
Exactly. But those,
fine.
But those are, but then you, when you get to be 70, you'll
yeah.
say, I'm not a senior.
Yeah.
But then when you
guys,
get 80, you're like, yes, I am a senior. And don't take it away from
and
me.
Don't
90-year-old grandma. Who
but don't have me perform out
yeah.
in the community. Right?
Yeah, actually when she was 80, she lived to 98. When she was 80, she used to say, we'd say, because she was widowed, I'd say, Grand Lil, you need to go find a man, right? And she'd say, they're all too old for me. You know, and she's looking at the 60-year-old men,
mm-hmm.
so I get that mindset, but I have completely derailed your report. Go ahead, sorry.
That's okay.
But see, you're giving us gold, inspiration.
Anyhow, SCAN is no longer funding the group, and so they are submitting, you know, applications for grants because it's no longer being funded by them. Okay, home share. I talked about home share before. This is where people share their homes with another, you know, individual. Anyhow, they. I think this is kind of a high amount of money. The program has homeowners that are asking $600 to $800 for a rent a month. I don't know. I thought that's kind of high.
That's cheap.
That's that cheap.
You want to very look cheap. At what this costs. Yeah,
for a bedroom?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cheap.
Yeah.
Really?
I just saw next door somebody posted something, $1,000 for a single bedroom.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
And that's cheap, too.
Yeah. And that seemed reasonable.
You can't get an apartment for under two.
Really?
Or that's, 25, actually.
See,
a one-bedroom apartment is going for closer to $3,000 now.
Yeah. But anyhow, that's what they're asking, you know. And then, this program is going. It's in Concord Senior Center right now, where they're taking applications, and it's being expanded, I think, to Lafayette. And I don't know when that's going to be, though. Okay, now the most important thing that I've got out of everything that I went on when I went online was that there's a big meeting coming up, okay? It's the Contra Costa County Area Agency on Aging will be holding a public hearing. That's the organization that I'm supposed to be going to. On March 21st at 10:30 a.m. And 10:30 a.m. to noon regarding the four-year area plan. They want to update it. This hearing will be held in the first floor conference room at 500 Ellingwood Way, Pleasant Hill, California. Anybody is interested in going, I have to go. I'm supposed to drive there. So I will pick you up if you want. I will meet you here and pick you up if anybody's interested. Okay? The public hearing will be offered the opportunity to inform the public about proposed activities and to provide a forum for comments to the Contra Costa County AAA and the Contra Costa Advisory Council on Aging. And so then they have a list of people that, you know, a list of the things that are going to be going over, such as the contracted services, area agency on aging, direct services, program development, and so forth. I'm not going to go over it all. Okay, federal law and regulations require the area agency on aging to conduct their business so as not to discriminate on the basis of language spoken or disability. So they're going. So if you need a translator or anything like that, they'll have them available. Yeah.
Great.
I am done.
Hey, Becky, can I ask you a question? Who in our city staff, is it like, are you the one who keeps your eye on any senior policy that affects city operations, like county policies?
Yeah, I get all the emails from the area council.
So you're sort of like, if somebody wants to know what's happening with seniors in San Ramon, or if they have some kind of county or state level policy that's going to impact us, you're the point person.
I usually get it from the county.
You do?
They send me
okay.
the information.
I'm curious about that. Okay.
Yeah, they send emails.
You get national too, don't you?
I get emails from multiple organizations that I follow. Mm-hmm. And so yeah. And I'm going to a conference here in a few weeks that's going to be held in San Francisco. It's the American Society on Aging. It's a huge conference. I mean, huge. It'll be the biggest conference I've ever been to. I mean, they probably have 20 plus sessions going on at any
Where's
given
that?
Time. It's in San Francisco.
American That'll be cool. cool.
Yeah, so it'll be really neat.
American Society
on Aging. Aging. Yeah, so I'll be going to that.
Yeah, and you like this area, huh? This working with this group.
Yeah, I like
Would you
it.
Say otherwise, if you know, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm on record, so
well,
I love
I'll
it.
You later.
No,
so,
I do love it.
Yeah,
I do.
That's
like
good.
It.
So you're building your knowledge.
It's a lot
that's
of fun.
Awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
Do you want to discuss the abuse issue?
We have to put it on the agenda.
Put it on the agenda.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I have it listed for the. We're in March for
That's
the April
great
agenda.
Information.
Yeah.
Great information.
He's talking about mandated reporting. I'll put it on the
on
April
abuse,
agenda.
If you think you don't have proof that there's abuse, you still need to report it. Or it's better if you do.
Yeah, that's good for the agenda item.
Yeah. And it's also in the building with the Meals on Wheels in Walnut Creek. There's also a department called SOS, Senior Outreach Services. Mm-hmm. Do you stay in touch with them? Do they?
Yeah, we refer a lot of people up there because that's what a lot of people don't realize, that San Ramon doesn't provide a lot of these services. It's the right. county that provides the services. And so we have the mini guide that comes out, which you're probably familiar with at the front desk. And yes, so the senior outreach services. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we had, like, if we have somebody who is, we used to have senior peer counselors who were here, but there was some attrition there, so it didn't, so they're not here any longer. But if somebody comes in and they're like, hey, I really need to talk to somebody, it's all confidential, the people have been trained, we give them basically that phone number and they can call up there and they can schedule either a phone consultation, or if they have the ability to drive closer to Martinez, Concord area, then they can go up there and talk to people.
And the gal who runs that, she's very willing to come down and talk to us here mm-hmm. about the services that they do provide.
That would be a good kind of meeting
connection.
Maybe
you can put that on the agenda.
Who, what's her name? Because like I said, there were some, I just want to make sure she's still there.
I don't know. I'll email it to you this
okay.
afternoon.
Perfect.
Okay, any other items to be brought up?
No, I better get out of here, though.
Okay. So, our next meeting
good
is...
Good to know, good to know.
Our next meeting is scheduled for April 2nd, the day after Easter, at 10 a.m., and the meeting stands adjourned.